Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, as we said, the Texas coast is getting pummeled by Tropical Storm Bill, but it's been almost 10 years since a major hurricane hit the U.S., although along the North Carolina coast, where storms over the past century have killed dozens and caused tens of billions of dollars in damage, the threat of a hurricane is changing the dynamics of life at the beach. Dave DeWitt from Here and Now contributor WUNC reports.
As you stroll out toward the end of the Rodanthe Fishing Pier on North Carolina's Outer Banks, it's impossible not to notice that it's not entirely straight. It goes up a little bit, and it goes down a little bit. Kind of jogs to the right and left in different places. A few boards are loose, too, and it's mighty windy. In other words, it's not perfect. But for Terry Plumley, being here is a lifelong dream come true.
I grew up fishing on piers on the southern part of the coast around Atlantic Beach, Morehead, Emerald Isle, and that in the 60s and early 70s, and started fishing up in this area after I got out of college, and kind of had always would love to own a fishing pier.
Plumley is a retired naval engineer. He and three partners bought the Rodanthe Fishing Pier out of foreclosure 4 years ago. It was in pretty rough shape, so they rebuilt it, freshened up the paint color, expanded into souvenirs and T-shirts, got rid of the pool tables that drew the wrong crowd, and reopened for business. It went great for a while, until February of this year, when a nor'easter tore down the coast and tore off 80 feet from the end of the pier. And that wasn't all.
We had about 100 feet of beach in front of the pier house last year. So this winter, all this beach erosion has got the water into where it's under the pier house, like you see.
The owners had enough money saved to rebuild the pier, and a GoFundMe campaign also helped. But they can't put the beach back. That puts the Rodanthe Pier at a severe risk for more storm damage. Like everyone else who lives and works out here, Plumley watches the weather very closely. And he knows the drill when a hurricane spins up out of the equatorial Atlantic.
There are hurricane warnings up from Surf City to the Virginia border. There are also tropical storm warnings on either side of that. A lot of folks dealing with some of those evacuation orders.
Winds continue to pick up here in Rodanthe, North Carolina. The height of the storm still to our south by about 90 miles. That's where the eye is right now.
A number of those houses, I think, are destroyed. But also up and down the coast, we saw an awful lot of places where the beachfront's just gone.
For those who don't live on the coast, names like Hazel, Fran, Irene, and Sandy might sound like the champion shuffleboard team at the local senior center. But for those who do live out here, they are the named storms over the years that, often enough, destroyed their homes and businesses. And according to researchers like MIT's Carrie Emanuel, one of the world's leading climate scientists, the intensity and frequency of the worst storms is going to increase.
What was an event that you could expect every 1,000 years, you're going to get roughly every century if this comes to pass. And the 110-year event becomes a 20-year event.
The theory is that the increase in devastating storms is due to the growing difference in temperature between the oceans and the atmosphere. Along the coast, a few miles change in how a storm tracks can mean the difference between a forgettable event and a catastrophe. If a hurricane comes from the ocean side, wind can damage homes and cut new inlets. But it's the sound side storms that are the real problem in many places, and one that could get much worse, especially given the recent science panel report that predicted sea levels will rise between 2 and 11 inches or so in North Carolina over the next 30 years. Again, MIT's Carrie Emanuel.
If you couple the high category events with increased sea level, you're really starting to come up with very strong risks of storm surges, which are like tsunamis, which in practice do a lot of the damage in hurricanes.
North Carolina has had a lot of practice dealing with the damage from hurricanes. State and federal governments have spent many billions of dollars rebuilding homes, businesses, roads, and beaches. And the state has strict rules for how close houses can be built along beaches and sounds and how high they need to be. But those rules may not be enough.
We focus our money on lifting structures up, but we don't get anybody out of the way.
Rob Young is the director of the Program for the Study of Developed Shorelines at Western Carolina University.
Whose job is it to underwrite the risk of making the choice to invest those dollars on the oceanfront? And right now, essentially, the federal government is absorbing all of the risk for that decision.
Young says it's bad fiscal policy to constantly rebuild after storms especially if those storms are increasing and more people are building investment properties and hotels on the beach. At some point, he says, dealing with storms will have to involve managed retreat.
And managed retreat doesn't mean abandoning the shoreline. You know, it doesn't mean running in there, sending in the storm troopers and telling everybody to leave. What it does mean is that when you have a storm like Hurricane Sandy, we shouldn't put everything back in place exactly where it was using public funds.
That kind of talk, no matter how reasoned it may sound to some people inland, is summarily dismissed by those who trace their roots back a century or more on the Outer Banks. Willow Kelly, the government affairs director for the Outer Banks Realtors Association, explains.
You got a community that has heritage here. You got people that their grandparents, great-grandparents lived here, and you're just now going to tell them, we're sorry, this isn't the best place for you to live anymore. You just need to move. Just move to the mainland. There'll always be a shoreline. It'll just be in a different place. And stop. You don't need to be fishing. We'll just get that fish from Thailand. You know, we just want to keep this the way it is.
But not everyone has been here on the Outer Banks for generations or owns a multi-million-dollar investment property. For some, like Terry Plumley at the Rodanthe Pier, it's about a simple business and a simple life.
Well, I'd love to stay. I'd love to do this, you know, as long as I'm physically able to fish. I'd like to be down here. You know, I mean, that's really that was really the calling for me. I like to come down here and fish.
As Plumley talks, the surf smashes into the pilings holding up the pier house. The vibrations come up through the floor of the building and rattle the plastic chairs we're sitting in. That 100 yards of beach he thought he bought 4 years ago is gone, and the waves are already threatening his brand-new parking lot behind the building. And this is a relatively calm day. When asked about the scientific predictions that 100-year storms could happen every decade and could eventually send his pier into the ocean, Terry Plumley shrugs.
I don't pay a lot of attention to it, to be honest with you. It only takes one.
For Here and Now, I'm Dave DeWitt.